Welcome back to the High School Show on KTWH LP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota. I'm here with Taylor Holm. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
And you are the Director of Community Partners, right?
That is me. Yep.
So can you describe what Community Partners is?
I would love to. So Community Partners is an aging service provider. We are located in Two Harbors and serve the area, Knife River, Castle Danger, and Two Harbors, and we want to see older adults stay in their own homes for as long as possible, and we also support their caregivers. So we have a lot of services that help us do that.
So could you describe some of those services to help seniors stay in their homes?
Absolutely. So some of the major services that we provide are assisted transportation to appointments in Duluth, medical appointments, and in Two Harbors. And then we also we're launching our Groceries to Go program in January, February. And that is providing either rides to the grocery store, rides to the food shelf, or doing the shopping for older adults. So stay tuned for more information on that. But we also provide grocery shopping. And we do chore services, whether that's by request or 2 chore days a year in the spring and fall. And then we partner with local businesses. And we have caregiver support. We have health and wellness classes and our Engage program, which is all of our social programs that we do.
So could you tell us why these services are important for older adults?
All of the services help, you know, in a holistic way, keep somebody in their own home. We know how important it is for somebody who values their home, whatever home means to them. We know that it's important for an older adult to stay in their own homes, but also stay connected to their community. So not only is providing a ride to a medical appointment, you know, that's transportation. Okay, so that helps them stay in their own home, but it also helps them stay connected. They build a relationship with the volunteer, and it's a way for us to check in and make sure everything is continuously okay. And then as far as social programming goes, which that's fairly new for us, we absorbed socially active seniors in January of 2018. And before that, we did some educational events, but not with such a heavy emphasis on social programming. We are learning as we're doing more research, and other programs are doing this too, that it's just so important to also offer the social piece because of how much that affects an older adult's mental health. And in a rural area like we're located, a lot of older adults are socially are isolated, and their kids may live in another state and be hours away, and phone calls can be helpful, but we also want to make sure that we provide opportunities of all different kinds, arts, education, exercise, games that people can stay connected with.
So are there any events going on with Community Partners that could help out in that sort of regard?
Yeah, we every month we're going to have a good list of a variety of events. And in January, anything that we're doing that's community-wise, I'm just going to list them off. We have a caregiver support group, and we've been doing this for years now. This is nothing new, but that's the second Monday of every month, 6 to 7:30. And these meetings help caregivers take care of themselves by sharing experiences and resources. So if you're interested in that, you can call us. I will say our phone number at the end. And then we are also kicking off a Healthy Two Harbors Walking Club. And that is the first time we're doing this. It's been done for a few years now. The kickoff is January 14th at 4:30 at the Two Harbors High School community room. And basically what we're trying to do is just provide materials, activities, and snacks for a half an hour to get your walking started and motivate you. It's a great time to do that, right? It's January. So everybody's thinking about their New Year's goals. But it's for all ages. It's not just for people 60 plus. And neither is the caregiver support group. You just need to be caring for somebody who is 60 plus for that. But for this walking club, it's intergenerational, all ages. You can walk at the high school or the Minnehaha from 4 to 7 p.m. Mondays through Thursdays, or anytime the school is in session. And we're going to have 4 check-in sessions. So again, stay tuned for the contact information on that. We have a monthly New Memories Cafe And that is for people living with dementia or other types of memory loss. So it's designed for individuals and their care partners to come share a cup of coffee and with old and new friends. And we do a new activity every month. So this last month, we just had somebody come in and sang songs for and with us, which is really fun, really engaging. We've done Norwegian bingo. We've done just educational programs or reenactments. It's just a lighthearted place to come and relax. Then we have Norwegian bingo scheduled, just totally separate, January 24th, but we're still working on the time and location for that. So then lastly, Living Well with Diabetes class. So we also do these evidence-based classes through Juniper, which is a healthy network that helps us plan these classes. And that's at starting on January 30th and goes to March 6th, held on Wednesdays from 1:30 to 3:30 at Lakeview Hospital Solarium. So if you're living with diabetes and would like to improve your health and sense of well-being, this class is for you. Participants make weekly action plans, share experiences, and help each other solve problems as you carry out your self-management program. So anybody, family members, friends, and partners, welcome. Again, to register, you call us or Community Education. Community Education's 218-834-8201.
And I know that Community Partners is very volunteer-centric, so would any of these events need any volunteers?
We plan these social events specifically with volunteers, and the New Memories Cafe, while Linda Kinnunen, our caregiver support, our caregiver consultant, I should say, is the lead, but it's totally run by volunteers. So if you're interested in planning social events, that is one way you can get involved. We are also always looking for class leaders to teach our evidence-based classes. So if you are interested in teaching like a Living Well with Diabetes, Living Well with Chronic Conditions, we have a Matter of Balance class that we teach throughout the year. So we're looking for class leaders. But in addition, we always have ongoing volunteer needs. If you want to be a companion to an older adult, provide friendly phone calls or weekly check-ins in their home, that's a major piece of keeping somebody in their own home. You can volunteer to provide those rides that we were talking about earlier in Duluth or Two Harbors. You can volunteer to take some grocery orders weekly or however often it serves you. You can be a chore person, a handyman, you name it. We could use it. That's how we run. We're a volunteer-based organization, so we could use your help.
So how could they contact you if they want to volunteer?
Yeah, please give us a call. 218-834-8024 is our phone number. You can stop by our office. We're located in the Community Center in Two Harbors, which is at 417 South Avenue. And you can also visit us on Facebook, which is facebook.com/compart, C-O-M-M-P-A-R-T.
Well, thank you so much for coming in today, Taylor.
I appreciate you having me on. Always a pleasure.
We'll be right back on the High School Show on KTWH 99.5 FM LP in Two Harbors, Minnesota.